It's hard not to feel the tension in the room lately, especially with the Clarity Act.
Right. Senator Scott painted it as a bipartisan win, but the voting record tells a different story.
Exactly. Just two Democrats backed it, and none of their amendments made it through.
That really challenges the idea of unity. It feels politically fragile to me.
The goal is clear, though, defining the crypto market rules to stop overreach and help innovation.
Yes, distinguishing securities from digital assets to bring some legitimacy.
And that clarity is so needed to help the industry grow.
True, but it's not just about the text. It's about the political will behind it.
Without that backing, we're looking at filibusters and real procedural hurdles.
Plus, withholding amendments isn't just opposition, it's passive resistance.
That sends a signal that they aren't really engaging with the core ideas.
They leave it open for the majority to run with their agenda without compromise.
And underneath it all, there are these deep ethical questions.
Lawmakers are worried about conflicts of interest right now.
Many hold crypto themselves, and others might be listening to industry lobbyists.
Critics are right to say this might be about protecting sector interests.
Which makes it a wedge issue, not just a simple policy debate.
For the industry, this outcome is huge.
We need that clarity to get institutional money and broader adoption.
Without a federal framework, the market is just vulnerable to unpredictable policy shifts.
If ethics block the act, we could end up with patchwork state laws.
And that's never stable or predictable for businesses.
Everyone is watching to see if ethics and progress can coexist.
The floor session shows just how complex this political landscape is.
Scott is hopeful, but the path forward looks steep.
The industry better prepare for some stalemate while lobbying heats up.
Future talks will need to address those ethics without slowing us down.
These coming months will show if the Clarity Act can break through, or if we'll need a new approach.